on the commission.
Yeah, thank you.
Very, very exciting. We were talking a little bit backstage, and unlike the previous two composers, the guitar is not your native instrument.
No, far from it. Yeah, I mean, I did, you know, I did play a little bit. Guitar was one of the first instruments I tried. But it was one of those situations. It was like eighth grade, me and my friends started a band and then realized that we didn't play any instruments. So the three of us, decided to all learn guitar because that's what you play in a band. I was the worst, and so I got put on bass. So bass is my instrument. I became a really good bass player, but and then of course focusing on composing from here on out. So I had just enough background to help me find the notes, but that's about it. And I never, you know, knew very little about classical guitar going in. So you know, this was a big learning experience for me.
So following up on that, was it? Do you think it was easier or harder the fact that you had two guitars to deal with?
Yeah.
It's twice as much work, but twice as many possibilities. So
I think it was much easier to write for two guitars. Yeah, because one of the main aspects of this piece is that there's a lot of layers of things going on, and so I didn't need to worry so much about having a melody and accompaniment or some arrangement like that in a single part, and so the technical demand became much less when I could break that in between a couple of players.
Right. Tell us a little bit about the title, because I was looking at this and there are a lot of different ways one could interpret just the word.
Yeah.
So,
well,
talk to us about that.
All of those are the right way to interpret the word. If you can think of a different one than I haven't thought of, then that's also the right way to interpret it. But there are a few things with story that I was thinking about. One of the main ones with Baltimore is just a long history, right? It's a storied city, we might say. So there's a lot of very old things, and actually, much like Gabriel, I was inspired, at least in part, by the architecture of the city. I love walking around the city and looking at the different, different styles that are all around. And so that comes into it. Of course, once I started thinking about architecture, there's different stories of the building, and as I just mentioned, layers are an important thing in my music. Having multiple streams of ideas going on at once. Sometimes they interact, sometimes they don't, sometimes they affect each other, sometimes not. And then I guess a final way that I was thinking about the title is related to that layered or multiple idea, which is that there's really sort of two Baltimores. And I don't think it's any secret to anyone who's lived in the city, there's an economically prosperous area, and then there's non-prosperous areas. And I really sort of wanted to address that in some way, in some little way in the piece. And so that idea of how really there's these two Baltimores existing at once, and it seems that they don't interact. They sort of go on their way without noticing the other one is there. But actually, when you go and zoom out, you can see all sorts of ways, a myriad ways that they're affecting each other and how they're intertwined. And so I guess that was sort of in the back of my mind writing the piece as well.
So are there passages where between the two guitars, they are, on the one level they're interacting, but on another level they sound as though they're not?
Yeah, I think that's right. And it's weird, but one of the things I was trying to do is have the two separate guitar parts happening simultaneously, and they are interacting, but they kind of act like they're not, you know, they just motor ahead, like almost head down, like they're going for it. Of course, it's a challenge for the players because they are very much in sync all the time, but they sometimes have to sound like they're not. And so
it's usually easier to do it the other way around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but there you go.
Is it in one movement? Is it in several movements?
It is. This one is just one movement straight through. There's definitely a couple sections that you'll hear, but it's all continuous, and everything is sort of built on some similar similar ideas, you know, so it's connected in that way.
Great. Well, we look forward to hearing it.
Great. Thank you.